Happy New Year.
2024.
Here it comes.
I know. I love when people say New Year, new me, but if you don't do anything about it.
Same old, same old.
Yeah, exactly.
Bringing those old habits into the new year.
Oof. Oof, oof.
Yeah.
Took a couple weeks off.
It's been
holidays and all of that fun stuff. Yes. So can you turn it down just un poquito? Appreciate that. Awesome. Thank you.
There we go.
I felt like I was screaming into the mic.
I love it.
I'm amped up.
You didn't have your coffee yet.
I had a sip.
And you were just on the couch going, I am so tired.
I know, but once we start like talking and doing the podcast and everything.
As they say, once the mics go live.
Yeah. We should get a fun
recording sign.
Yeah.
Like on air.
Uh-huh.
And light it up.
Above the
door.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
Loving it.
Okay. I'm in. We also have to start working on the video thing because we promised the listeners.
I know.
You know. I'm scared to go on the YouTubes though.
You know, I'm not YouTube ready.
I have a face for radio.
Yeah, exactly. Same.
And let's be honest, that means we
have
to dress.
What are we being honest for?
We have to dress up to be on a podcast because we are in our PJs, lounge coat, like clothes.
Yeah.
And that's how people are going to see us, I guess. I'm mismatching. Like, I don't even color coordinate it at all.
Are you wearing black and green?
Yeah.
It works. It's just the yellow and purple on the pants that throws it off a little bit. But
these pants are like 15 years old.
They are not. Don't even say that. Is it 15?
When did you go to college?
I graduated in 2011. So
13 years old.
That makes me feel very old.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you think that makes me feel? I feel like I'm my father that keeps clothes for 13 years and wears them.
Oh my gosh.
Oh God, I'm a boomer. Oh no.
You are. No, we're just conscientious.
How do you say that word?
Conscientious. I can't even talk.
Conscientious. No, I can't say it now either.
I know.
Conscious.
Yeah. Uh-huh. About.
Frugal.
Frugal. About clothes and just things.
Unless
it's
mountain bike clothes, then it's game on.
Well, I think I'm going to go on Amazon and get some.
Fox Racing.
New pants. Because.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So listeners, y'all know that. I ride. Well, I've been rubbing off on Krista, and she's
not in that way.
She is doing really, really well, and she's at the point, guys, where, as you heard, she has to start dressing the part now because she's going to build her confidence. And when you look the part, you got to ride the part.
I know.
But also, guys, she's at the point where new bike for Krista time because she's out riding.
More excited about this than I am, and he's like. Well, this way it gives you something to
research
uh-huh. and look forward to uh-huh. Because that's the way Josh's mind works. So yep. It's yep. fun.
It is. And I have so many brands in mind that I'm like, honestly, I don't care what you like. It might just show up at the door.
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
I want to pick out the color. Out the color.
Okay. Yeah. I'll help you with all the components and stuff.
Yeah.
All that's going to be like, over your head.
Hey.
It's all right. Does it shift? Yes. Does it have pedals? Yes. Oh my
God. Does it have brakes?
No, no brakes.
No brakes.
I ordered the one without brakes.
I was bombing it on the
you
way
were
back.
Doing really good.
And I wish I would have like got my speed. I know on the e-bike it can show the speed and stuff like that, but I wish I would have gotten like how fast I was going.
There is like little Garmin. What do you call them? Like tracker things that you can put on, you can strap it to the handlebar and it can tell you your mileage and how fast you're going. Like it's all GPS.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we could look into that.
We'll see.
Okay.
But
okay.
I am really excited about this new year. I feel mm-hmm. like it kind of like there's a switch that's gone off in me for some reason where we have been talking about New Year's resolutions and just like goals and vision for this upcoming year. And that's really what we wanted to make sure we harp on today or hone into mm-hmm. is because, like I said in the beginning, if you are the same person year in, year out, like you're not going, it's not new year, new me. Unless you bring like new habits, new changes into your life, it's going to be the same old, same old.
So like for me coming into the new year, as you were saying, like turning on those lights or light turned on for you, I'm going to be closing a lot of doors and turning off lights.
Yeah.
Or turning off lights and closing a lot of doors on certain things, habits, and just, you know, stuff that I don't need to look back on any longer and just move on from that.
Yeah.
And just continually progress forward. But like my main thing is I'm going to really practice like gratitude. But also I was telling Krista that like I want to be mindful when it comes to a lot of stuff, because that's where I struggle the most. And I feel like if I can be selfless and mindful and work on those two things, I feel like it's going to really affect all the different areas in my life and avenues where I want to see progression and I want to succeed, that, you know, I don't necessarily want like one singular thing, like, you know, your vision board. Like I can't narrow it down because I'm so grateful for what I already do have and where I'm at in my career and, you know, moving back, all that kind of stuff, that like, I don't really need to top it per se, but I want to be mindful in a sense in our relationship, your feelings, you know, spending more time with you. I want to be mindful when it comes to helping my coworkers and like the people that have to report to me. I want to be that kind of leader, mentor for them, manage the team well.
Yeah.
You know, just those types of things where I think if I work on that one word or phrase, you know, it can just kind of flow into all the other avenues and I'll just become a better person by the end of the year.
Yeah. And we were talking on the way to go mountain biking today. And I'm like, it just sounds like I love picking words for like the new year. So like, here's a thing you can do, listeners, if you really want to, is I pick a word for every single year and like make sure that I am fully embracing that. And I think yours really is like growth in like your mindset. And what are you looking at? What are you looking at?
I thought there was a light behind me, but there's not.
Oh, there's a light behind me. Growth is like all you in every avenue that of your life. Like I think of just like mountain biking, since we were talking about it. Like you're going to grow so much more because now we're out here and like we're biking basically every single weekend and I mean, every moment that we can.
Look at my progression, but also your progression just in the past, like,
I know,
what, 10 months, 8 months that we've been back.
How long have we been back?
I'm not trying to figure that
out. I don't even know anymore. Oh. It feels like we never left.
Yeah.
But now that kind of the chaos of life has settled, the dust has settled, I'm really like, I have narrowed my focus in so much of what I want out of this year and out of my life that it's crazy to me. That's why I said like a light has gone off in my head, and like mine is really about like taking care of my health, and like it's not a number on a scale or a pant size of anything. It's basically, I want to get better at mountain biking and be able to like do those things. I want to be able to like, the one day we hiked like a ridiculous amount of
12 miles or something.
I know. And I'm just like, why did we do that? Let's stick to the bike. But like be able to do those things for like when we go and travel, I'm not winded when I hike around, you know, Europe and stuff like that, because it's all walking. And just be healthier in that aspect. And because I was like at my lowest with my mindset, that I've grown this year immensely, that this time it's really about myself. And I'm going to be very, very, very selfish this year of if it doesn't align with me and like my purpose and why I work out and do all this kind of stuff, like I'm gonna just say no. Like it's a lot of no going into this year to things that just don't align, but I feel like a lot of things are gonna be like a heck yes type of mentality.
And I think the other thing that we, when as we were talking this weekend, we realized too that we naturally in our life go through this cycle where it seems like every 10 to 12 months we have to shake it up for some odd reason. The past couple of years we've gotten into this rut where that's the wave that we ride, and you know, we were mindful in the sense that we have to put a stop to that. Like, you know, like you just said, the dust settled, and we can finally say, okay, this is it. Why are we trying to shake things up again? why are we trying to change where we live or, yep. you know, new house or whatever, right? New cars. Like, let's just be content, exactly. be grateful.
And not content in a bad way. It's basically we're riding the wave and everything that we've created to just ride that for this year. And that's why I'm saying, like, I'm going to be very selfish this year. Like, it's focusing on me, my relationship with the Lord, you, and yeah, mm-hmm. everything that like flows into my life. I'm going to have
a purpose.
Yeah. And I'm going to have a protective barrier up to make mm-hmm. sure that like I'm only letting things flow into my life if it actually aligns with me. Mm-hmm. And I, coming from a psychology background, the reason why we love chaos and we like to shake things up is because for me specifically, I lived in chaos my whole entire life. And like, that's what I'm so used to that when it's not there in my life, I go, ooh, I got to do something. I have to like cause a scene or like move things around.
And then I think for my life, it's because I never had chaos. My house was always quiet growing up, yes. right? My sister left, you know, and moved out at an early age for me. And so when I was like 13, because she moved out when she was 18. And so like my teenage years and stuff, you know, it was just me and my parents and yeah. it was always quiet. And then like, I think I kind of, where I'm getting at with this is I enjoy the chaos because that feeling that you get, it's like a rush. It's like all new to me. And like, it's kind of yeah. like a quick high, like kind of like, oh my gosh.
Yep.
You know? And so you're used to it.
Yeah.
And then I enjoy it because I never had it. You know, it's kind of one of those, it's a perfect storm for like, but we are
very
now
much a perfect storm.
You know, now we're like, okay, we recognize when it comes and we're
super
like
super self-aware,
pump the brakes.
Yeah.
You know, do we need to do this? Do we need to whatever? And I think, you know, there's nothing we talked about being like content and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, we talk about striving and being 1% better each and every day, but in certain
Heck
areas
yeah.
of your life, maybe you do need to be just content / grateful for where you're at and what you have and not have to always shake things up in that certain area of your life, because that could be your stableness. That could be your rock,
yep.
your foundation for when you're trying to build other areas of your life.
Yep.
If everything is a chaos, you know, you're just going to be spinning in circles and getting nowhere.
Exactly.
Where you kind of need those fundamentals in place and locked down.
Yep.
So that way you know, you can kind of be like, okay, my house is good. My cars are good. My career is good. But now I'm focusing on my extracurriculars. I want to focus on this, you know, that kind of stuff, or myself.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I really love that. And like, I always like want more out of my life. And I think a lot of people can feel this way too, is you want more out of your life and you want to constantly do more, be more, all this kind of stuff. And you're like, wow, like if I was content, I'm not going to be here, or I'm not going to be blah, blah, blah next to Sally Sue, when you only need to be focusing on yourself and what makes sense for you. Like, our goal shouldn't be like driven by, I'm going to compete to be better than in any area of your life next to whomever it may
well,
be.
Sometimes it's healthy competition.
Well,
it's
not. I agree. But like, that's where we lose like sight.
Are you talking about constant comparison?
Yes. But like, there are plenty of people out there that do the same thing I do, have a coaching company as well, and have challenges. And like, today is day one of my 6-week challenge program that I run every like
shameless plug
every 6 weeks. Well, it's too late to sign up, but I run that constantly. I'm not like the inventor of a 6-week challenge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if I see someone else doing it, why are you like not clapping for them? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where a lot of people are falling backwards, is because of that mindset.
Well,
and we need to be like honed in on our goals and like cheer other people on, but also know like if you have that like angst in your body, it's only hurting you. It's not hurting them. So like, let it go and continue on your path.
Well, we live in a society where we love to tear people down instead of lift people up.
Yeah.
And so if we shift that and you know, like you said, start to clap for other people that are doing the same thing,
yep.
You know, you can build that, I don't want to use the word friendship, but like camaraderie with that other person and help one another.
Yeah.
You know, like I listen to a lot
cheerleader.
Of cheerleaders. Yeah. Right. You know, I listen to a lot of different guys that have podcasts and they might be from the supplement world and they each have their own supplement companies.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? They all hang out. They all are guests on each other's podcasts.
Yeah.
They all sell creatine. They all sell protein, pre-workout, all that kind of stuff. Vitamins.
We need right? to order protein.
I know we do. But you know, they all do the same thing.
Yes.
But they're cheering and helping each other build.
Yep.
Not tearing each other down, looking at it as, oh, screw you, because you're my competition. Like, yeah. No.
There is room at the table for everyone.
Yes, there is.
Like, and when you're setting your goals for this year too, like, think about that. Like, just because everyone and their mother has a virtual coaching company or like virtual fitness, it doesn't mean that I can't win in that space too.
Right.
Because what I bring to the table is completely different than what Josh brings to the table.
And here's also a fun idea.
Fun. Well, collaborate with them.
Yeah, but
I
also
think of that.
But also, what happens if someone took your dance fitness classes?
Yeah.
And then got one-on-one coaching from somebody else? Now, you may go, well, dang, I offer that. Why aren't they going through me for that? But if you change your mindset on that,
yep.
And be like, hey, that person's at least getting help. They're at least wanting to better themselves.
Yep.
You know, they're taking my classes and, you know, they're doing the one-on-one coaching with somebody else. Cool. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, there's enough people out there for everybody.
Yep.
And, you know, so what? Maybe it might be one of those blessings in disguise because maybe you don't have an extra spot open for your one-on-one coaching. So you're yep. like, well, honestly, I couldn't help you anyway. But yep. yet, you know, we naturally, as human beings, want to go to, well, dang, that ain't fair. Like, why aren't you, you know, coming to me or whatever?
Yeah.
But,
no.
You know, if you open up our pantry, how many different supplement companies do we have in there? We spread the wealth equally. Like, we like certain products from certain places.
Yeah.
And you mix and match. And so what's wrong with doing that in your life?
4, 5, like 6
yeah.
or so. And that... To me, that's totally fine.
Right.
Like, I like certain things and Josh likes certain things. And, like, some people don't have, like, the pure... I'm going to go on a rant here about vitamins. But, like, they don't have the pure beef liver. So, I get it from a different company. And, like, CLAs. I like this formula better than this one. But, no, I completely agree. And, like, going into cheerleaders and stuff like that. When I say that I have, like, a different light turned on... for this year, I really mean it. Like, I have been through hell and back that, like, I'm going to be super selfish this year and just focus on me. Now that everything has, the dust has settled, all of that kind of stuff, I am thinking of this as, like, my Super Bowl season.
Mm-hmm.
And my Super Bowl year. The year I'm going to the Super Bowl with everything in my life. And, like, our pastor said that, and I was like, wow, that is, like, an amazing analogy to how I feel, too. Because I can finally, like, Mickey just let out the biggest sigh, like, he pays bills. Like, come on now. But I can finally focus on myself again, and I don't remember the last time I did, maybe like 2019, maybe even further back. And like, it excites the living crap out of me because I'm like, I can start to do things that actually align with my purpose, my God-given gifts, and my mission possible life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm so on fire this year.
So to what you just said, the Super Bowl season,
yeah,
or 2024 is our Super Bowl year. How I take this is, I was never really, to be 100% transparent here, I was never really a big fan of these like multi-tiered vision boards.
Yeah.
I always wanted to focus on like one thing because I knew that if each day that was my purpose, was that one thing, I would be giving it 100%.
Mm-hmm.
right? And if you make, if you're mindful of that one thing each and every day, you're going to look for any opportunity and every opportunity to work on it. Whereas if you have like a vision board with like 20 or 30 different things on it, you're going to be so defeated and so like overwhelmed by trying to appease every one of those boxes.
Yeah.
That, let's be honest, you actually want to give 100% to each one of those.
Yeah.
Or just get it done off the checklist. You know what I mean? Now, you can have wants and things like, hey, I want to travel this year. I want to do this and this. Okay, but what's the main one thing? Mm. What's the one main thing that you want to do? Because back to your Super Bowl analogy,
yeah,
what is the one goal and focus of every one of those players on the super, on the field playing the Super Bowl?
To win. To win.
That's it. Yeah. They'll do anything it takes to win. So if you have one thing, like Krista's is going to be, you know, working on herself and only feed in to herself and all that kind of stuff. Mine's going to be, I'm going to try to be more mindful,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, start to work on my mind because everything flows through that. And, you know, I'm going to try to be headstrong when it comes to things, but you know, you only have one thing to focus on and to win and to, you know, better yourself. And then you'll see once you pick that top tier purpose for your life, everything else, it will bleed and trickle down into. Yep.
That's
and you'll
exactly see success what I was everywhere. Say. Yep. No, I completely agree with you. And like, that's why, like, I love the words for like the year. I think one year was like freedom, which I have tattooed on my foot. Another year, it was strength.
Which you have tattooed on your arm.
I have tattooed on my... Don't get a tattoo. You don't have to get a tattoo of so it. So when you're getting but...
selfish tattooed on you.
Oh God. I'm not.
You're not.
No. But I love having that word of the year because it can, like you've said, it trickles into everything. Mm-hmm. Like I want to be a better mountain biker. I want to like hike better. And Josh goes, oh, you want to learn how to walk better? I'm like, well, that's rude. I want to make sure that I am like getting up from my desk because I sit for a job and it is taxing on a body. And I want to make sure that like I'm actually like lifting and like other things too for my mental health. Mm-hmm. I want to get back into painting. I want to like make sure that like I'm doing adventurous things to like feed my like creativity. So.
I love it.
I know.
I mean... And it's I guess where I'm coming from with this is we did do a vision board, I think, what, last year or 2 years ago?
It was last year.
And
the thing is...
Oh, go ahead.
We made these vision boards, and because we were moving, we kind of just put them away. And
but...
I lost them until we moved into this house and actually this wonderful room that we did.
So,
I found them.
Thank you for teeing that up for me because we lost them. Right. And we didn't check in on them. I actually forgot that I even did it. Right.
Same.
But because each and every day I was trying to be a better person, I was trying to work on myself. I kept feeding into myself with motivation and just working to become a better person and building my faith and all that kind of stuff. Guess what, guys? I took a look at that and Krista goes, huh, you got everything on your vision board, didn't you?
Two of them we didn't.
Well, we could have, but we chose not to get the Porsche. Right. We
that are, was our stretch goal.
Yeah, but we're in a position where we could, but
we
just
didn't.
Right? So, okay, one. Okay? And so, anyway, without even...
Well...
You probably have. Your YTD is probably that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so here. There you go. Without even reviewing this, without putting this in front of yourself or constant reminders, anything like that, we freaking hit everything on our vision board because we...
Yours.
We knew, or I knew, where I wanted to be and what I needed to do in my life to change certain areas. And I naturally and organically got all my goals because of those simple changes.
I think I hit a lot of mine as well for that same reason. And like some of them just kind of like fell into my lap of like, I'm just going to like put this out there, like a career promotion. And I put a dollar amount that I wanted And I honestly forgot I even put that down. And I did it. I don't know why I put a new tattoo on here. I get a new tattoo like every like 3 months. It's ridiculous. I need to stop. Move back to Arizona. Like, I knew that was going to happen. I just knew. And just building more challengers and new clients. And basically, I say clients, but like new friends that I'm helping. Mm-hmm. So, and back to growing our faith.
Yeah.
I did it.
And without even looking at these, yeah, your goals were still exactly the same because they were so ingrained in your mind,
yep,
and so important to you.
New fitness format. I did that.
Yeah. So like listeners, like when you're coming up with these things, don't just kind of, if you're going to do a vision board, don't just put things up there that's like, meh. You know, they have to be so deeply important to you.
Yeah.
Because even if you were to put them on a vision board, hide it for a year, look back at it in December.
Look how exciting that would be.
And then go, holy crap, I did all this because, yep, it was that important to me and constantly on my mind to achieve these things.
Yep.
It's not one of those ones where you just like, I'm going to go to Disney World and just never got, like, is that really that important to you? No, maybe just spending time with your family at home, playing board games, you know, just doing,
building Lego sets.
Yeah, just doing things like that can be just as important for kids' memories and just you being around,
yep,
than taking them to Disney World, whatever. Yep. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
But I do like stretch goals, though, that you put on there as well. Like, I really love, and I did a stretch goal for peak and I did not hit it, but I had a lot of moving parts in my life. But I was in chaos.
So you had a stretch goal.
Yeah.
You may not have hit it.
No.
But what happened in your journey to trying to hit it?
What do you mean?
It grew anyway.
Yeah.
It didn't grow to the number that you wanted.
No.
But you still had success.
Exactly.
Boom. That's, you know, you can't look at it as a failure.
No. Oh, I don't look at it as a failure. I look at it as, all right, great. That's just another thing that, like, I can constantly push towards that. Yep. And this year, it will probably happen. So.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, listeners, it's new year, right? You can totally be that person that just signs up for the gym membership, and by March, you're already failing on it because you're not making time for it. You're not, yep, being mindful of your actual goal. It must not be that important to you. I'm just saying, you know, and that's why people, you know, they, how do I get big? How do I work out? How do I get my bench press up? You work at it.
Consistency.
Yeah, it's consistency. And if it was that important to you, that would be the goal that you'd be chasing every week at the gym or whatever, yep, trying to hit it. And you would, but it must not be that important to you if you just, yeah, I used to go to the gym, but you know, I just, you know, I stopped and I canceled my gym membership. Or whatever. Actually, you'd be surprised how many people stop going to the gym, go back to eating the potato chips, and then still pay for the gym membership every month because they always go, well, next week, next Monday, I'm hopping back on. I'm going to hit it up again. And then it's amazing. It's truly.
I'm not going to throw people out there of those on-demand people. Because I can see everything. But facts have shown, even when I worked in a big box gym, like by Valentine's Day, you'll see a drop. And then by St. Patrick's Day, it's back to the normal crowd.
Yeah.
So those are like the 2 points. But if you are like the person that is always there, like we were always there, like, be respectful of, like, the people that are starting. Sometimes people quit because they're not, like, they don't know what they're doing. And people are, like, making fun of them. You started somewhere.
Yeah, true.
You know? True. So they have to start somewhere as well.
Yep. Yep. But it's also up to them to stick and stay and to carry through.
Exactly.
Because, you know, there's lots of new, quote-unquote, lift mates, or what I used to call lifting partners.
Yeah.
That I would, okay, yeah, you come every night, 7:30? Yeah, I'm here. Okay. And then like maybe for a week they'd show up and then they'd start making excuses and not show. And you're just like,
okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Guess I'm still here.
Yep.
So what are, you know where to find me if you want to show back up.
Exactly.
But don't be working in with me because your weights are going to suck compared to mine because you haven't stuck and stayed. Stick and stay, you know, so.
Oh, gosh. I love it. So this year is going to be all of our Super Bowl season. our Super Bowl year, whatever you want to call it. If you need help with any goals and all of that, there is something called a goal workbook out there, Goal Getter, out on the website if you need a little bit of extra help. So just throwing that extra plug in there too.
Yeah. And then check out our new podcast. It's called Peak Conspiracy. I'm going to get into what's going to happen in this upcoming year.
This is for the uplifting, and then Josh will have the the low.
The depressing. Only membership fee you have to have is you have to wear a tinfoil hat. They'll be on the website.
For free. We'll ship you a tinfoil hat. You just have to
pay shipping and handling.
Yep. Gosh, that is not going to be on there at all.
That would be hilarious, though.
It would be.
It's going to be shaped like a mountain.
Yes. Oh, well, thank you so much for tuning in. If you feel like someone else needs to hear this for the new year to set themselves up, please share it with them. That's how we grow. We don't monetize anything on this podcast. We do it just because we love it.
And we'll try to do them weekly, but we also have a life and we've really been enjoying our time out here. So like, you know, if it's every other week, that kind of thing, we won't let you go. There won't be large gaps.
No
podcast. Trust me.
Yeah. No,
but we also just don't want to like bankroll these things and just kind of phone them in.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, I'm not into that. Like it's gotta be passionate. It's gotta be, you know, us like this one, I feel is pretty fire. Like we're doing, you know,
yeah,
we're doing it
off the cuff.
Yeah, I literally just hit record and I was like, let's just start talking.
I know, but thank you again for tuning in. If you want more, obviously www.peakdrivenllc.com. is that the right website?
I don't know.
I think it is. Yeah, peakdrivenllc.com. yep. You don't listen to me,
huh?
Cool.
Do you ever try to listen to yourself on the pod? It's weird. I know. Sometimes will come up on my podcast feed.
Same.
So like, and all of a sudden I'll hear my own voice or I hear the intro. I'm like,
I don't want to listen to me. Oh gosh. All right, y'all. Go make this day, this week, whatever, whenever you're listening to this, make it a great day. We love y'all. And until next time.
All right, guys. God bless. Love y'all.
Be the light.
Bye-bye.
Later.